Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. A marine search and rescue operation is underway in Baltimore, Maryland, after a cargo ship collided early this morning with a four-lane bridge. James Wallace is the chief of the Baltimore Fire Department.
We may be looking for upwards of seven individuals. That's the latest information we have. However, what I will say is, this is a very large incident. It involves a very large footprint. Information is subject to change as we get more intel and as our crews work through the morning.
Wallace confirms two people have been pulled alive from the water. One is now in hospital in critical condition. Emergency officials say the cargo vessel, which was leaving the port of Baltimore, collided with the Francis Scott Key Bridge at roughly 1:30 this morning. The collision led to the collapse of the bridge, sending multiple vehicles into the water. As for the ship, it remains lodged under the wreckage of the bridge. The governor of Maryland has declared a state of emergency, with federal resources being deployed to the scene along with the FBI. The Canadian government will be trying again today to fly vulnerable Canadian citizens out of Haiti. This after yesterday's scheduled airlift was delayed. André-François Giraud is Canada's ambassador to Haiti.
We were all ready to go, and unfortunately, the weather on the Dominican side, the helicopters coming from the Dominican Republic, was not very good, heavy rain and wind. So as a result, we decided to postpone the operation for the safety of everybody.
Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly says the offer to fly Canadians to safety comes after the airport in Port-au-Prince is no longer functional. This after the gangs that control most of the country recently freed thousands of prisoners from the country's largest prison. Foreign Affairs says there are more than 3,000 Canadians officially registered in Haiti. CBC News has learned there may be a Canadian connection to ISIS-K. That is the ISIS offshoot claiming responsibility for last week's deadly attack on a Moscow concert hall. Ben Maku has more.
The ISIS attack in Moscow is widely believed to be linked to its offshoot based in eastern Afghanistan, ISIS-K. Now information has emerged that one of its propagandists claims to be Canadian. CBC News has obtained copies of The Voice of Khorasan, the English-language propaganda magazine of ISIS-K. In it, an author who goes by Suleiman Dawood al-Kanati, Arabic for the Canadian. He rails against Muslim men in the West, where he infers he lives, and says they would rather put on skinny jeans than fight for ISIS. Ricardo Valle is the director of research at the Islamabad-based Khorasan Diary. He tracks jihadist groups and made contact with al-Kanati online.
In his alleged Facebook profile, it was said that he was from Toronto and living in Laval, Quebec.
The RCMP has not yet commented to CBC News regarding al-Kanati or his whereabouts. Ben Maku, CBC News, Toronto.
If you're one of the estimated 6 million Canadians who can't find a family doctor, a new report may explain why. Here's Christine Birak.
It's a question millions of Canadians are asking. Why can't I find a family doctor? Well, new data reveals nearly 30% have moved out of their offices and into other parts of healthcare. The Canadian Institute for Health Information found nearly 10,000 family doctors are working in specialty care, largely emergency medicine. Rents, paperwork, IT, and staffing costs are rising, but many family docs are paid about $40 per patient visit.
I love being a family doctor, and there's really nothing else I ever wanted to do.
But after nearly two decades of caring for patients, Dr. Fan Hua Meng can't afford to keep her practice in Mississauga, Ontario, open.
With inflation and with increasing administration, it's not sustainable. And it seems that we're being slowly edged out.
Dr. Meng says she's not sure where she'll go next. Christine Birak, CBC News, Toronto.
And that is The World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.